World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New details of a sexual assault allegation against President-elect's defense secretary pick, Fox News host Pete Hegseth. Correspondent Jared Hill has gone over a just-released report from police in Monterey, California.
This investigation started with a woman who went to a California hospital requesting a sexual assault exam after a night with Hegseth in 2017. She says he took her phone and blocked his hotel room door when she tried to leave after a night of drinking. He says, though, that the encounter was completely consensual.
An intense storm has disrupted life on the Northwest coast. Someone using a chainsaw to cut up a tree that fell on a house near Seattle. At least two deaths are reported. CBS's Carter Evans is in Renton.
There are a lot of trees in the Pacific Northwest, and a lot of those trees fell on power lines, bringing them to the ground. So power crews are working overtime right now. Hundreds of thousands of people without power in the area.
Rain and snow are pummeling Northern California right now. A flood watch has been extended into Saturday for areas north of San Francisco. Palestinian health officials say dozens are dead, many buried in the rubble, after Israel bombed at least five crowded homes in Gaza. The BBC's Yoland Nell from Jerusalem.
Bet Lahia, in the very north of the Gaza Strip. Paramedics there and Hamas also have said that there were more than 60 people who were killed when several houses were hit close to the Kamal Adwan Hospital. And women and children are said to be among those who have been killed.
A Florida man is under arrest in an alleged plot to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The FBI says it got a tip about Harun Abdul-Malik Yenner collecting bomb-making materials in a storage unit and found timers and other electronics. They then went undercover, posing as members of a militia Yenner had tried to join. He allegedly told them he planned to wear a disguise to enter the stock exchange and plant his explosives, then detonate them remotely.
You may be out of luck if you're planning to bake a pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. Grocers are reporting an egg shortage related to bird flu. Some stores are limiting purchases to 3 cartons per customer. College basketball has an official GOAT. Last night's victory over Fairleigh Dickinson made UConn women's coach Gino Auriemma the winningest in NCAA history. He tips his hat to his players.
I don't know how much I helped them get what they wanted, but they helped me get everything I wanted. So thank you.
Auriemma now has 1,217 victories. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Advisories for winter weather and strong winds are in effect today. It'll be snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches before changing to mostly rain later on. The wind advisory will continue into tonight with gusts potentially hitting 45 miles an hour. The temps will remain seasonal, but when the numbers do start to drop, the National Weather Service warnings will be different.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
Justin Lowe with the National Weather Service says we'll top out at about 43 today. We'll have the latest on the weather today coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will be open until 8 tonight. Instead of piggybacking on the general election a couple of weeks back, officials decided to hold a primary election today to fill the Racine County executive position. On the ballot is County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The top two vote-getters today will move on to the final election December 19th. To double-check your polling places, some have changed, visit myvote.wi.gov. Racine is keeping its seats at the head of the assembly table. Wisconsin State Assembly Democrats voted to retain Greta Neubauer as the assembly minority leader this week. Neubauer has served in the state assembly since 2018 and has served as minority leader for the Democratic Party since 2021. Republicans recently re-elected Racine Representative Robin Voss as assembly speaker. The hope is for a new state title reign in Racine. Tonight, Racine St. Catharines competes for a state title in a game that will be heard here on WRJN. Live coverage of the WIAA state championship game will start at 6:30. The Angels face Baldwin Woodville from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another victory for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106 at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 41 points.
The pace that we're playing with is incredible so far, but we got to keep on going. I think the last maybe 6, 7, 8 games, we've been playing good. We could have easily be 5 in a row right now.
The Bucks have now won 4 of their last 5. They host the Pacers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers worked out getting ready to host the San Francisco 49ers Sunday afternoon. Defensive back Jair Alexander unable to practice due to that knee injury he suffered against the Jaguars 3 weeks ago. The Badgers traveled to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers Saturday. Both teams with overall records of 5 wins and 5 losses.
With a few weeks left in the season, we don't kind of look at the state of the union and where we're at. We just always look at day to day and how do we continue to push our guys to get better so that your best is on Saturday. And that's where we get into these last few weeks of the season.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow this morning that will eventually change over to rain later this morning into this afternoon, but we could get an inch or two by the time that happens. It's also going to be windy today with highs in the low 40s. The wind north gusting to 35 to 40 through the day. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I am married, which I'm glad about. I hated being single. It's hard to score when your pickup line starts with an apology and ends in a Star Wars quote. An insecure and broke is one thing. Insecure, broke, and single, that's the frosting on the loser cake. I did this one time. I'm in the bank. I'm doing the transaction. I ask the teller out. And then I realize I just asked someone out who's looking at a computer view of my financial situation. There's nothing you can say then. Well, I've got other accounts. This one I keep negative.
Good morning. It's 7:07 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Now we're going to head back to the 1950s in our DeLorean. What a way to travel back in time. I remember the Time Machine movie. He had that chair he was in with this spinning thing. That, a DeLorean, that's the way to travel. Yeah. Do you know what the original time device was in Back to the Future?
No.
A refrigerator.
Oh.
But then Robert Zemeckis was afraid that kids would try to hide in the refrigerator and lock themselves in there.
Get sued. Yeah.
Could you lock yourself in a fridge? You just push the door open, don't you?
Yeah.
It opens up. I know. Anyway.
A little extra information there.
Yeah, Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier here. We're talking about back in time. We're in our Wayback Machine this morning. Back to the 1950s. What was Racine watching on television in the 1950s? We did part one to this. Now, part two. Let's get us started.
Yeah, well, thank you, Don. Carol and I always love to share our memories of growing up in Racine during the 50s and 60s. And yes, we'll be talking about TVs back in the early 50s. We had one TV, as we mentioned last month. Last month, we remembered our favorite kid shows like the Mickey Mouse Club and Howdy Doody and a few more. But today, knowing that our family watched together around our one TV set, usually in the living room, we usually watched what our parents wanted to watch. And now we'll share those pleasant memories.
Hold on just a second before we share those memories. Okay, that kind of set us up now.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. So we're all sitting around the living room watching our only TV set and watching some great family shows.
Yes, Jim, you know, we said last month, too, that we when we started into these TV memories, those screens were small. but boy, do they have big cabinet furniture. Watching those small screens, we had a thing called snow quite often. And Jim, wasn't your father the expert in your house on the rabbit ears to handle the snow? Yeah.
He would try.
Yeah, he would try. And then we kids, you know, we didn't have big sectional sofas. We were on the floor, and we were edging as close to the TV screen as we could be until our mother said we were going to go blind, we were going to wreck our eyes. Did your mother say that?
Oh, yes, if we sat too close or we watched in the dark. Right.
But how we loved sitting together, actually, even now, possibly, we had left the dining room table or the kitchen table. We now had gravitated to TV tables. What a change. So anyway, we still loved the shows, even though a lot of them were our parents' choices. And Jim, now what was your family's favorite?
Well, of course, that would have to be Lawrence Welk. That was on every Saturday evening from 1951 to 1971. Remember, he would always say a one and a two. And he would have a lot of different musicians on there. Myron Florin, of course, was the accordionist. He had Bobby and Sissy, or Bobby and Barbara, two different dancers.
Well, you know,
there.
You know Bobby, which TV show he was originally? He was
Mickey
a Mouseketeer.
Yeah.
Bobby Burgess. Yeah.
And I think he married Myron Florin's daughter, if I'm not mistaken. Right. Joanne Castle. They were sponsored by Dodge and Geritol.
Geritol.
They had that big sign. They needed it.
Yes,
they needed it for all their dancing.
They had that big giant sign, Geritol, in back of them. Yeah.
Right. Now, they had the Lennon sisters on quite often, and I fell in love with Janet Lennon. She was the youngest back then. And how old is she now, Carol?
Well, I did have to look them up because you said you had been in love with Janet.
Oh, yes.
Well, you got to say it like Lawrence Welk would say it. We got Myron Florin and his accordion. He's going to play for us in just a few minutes. And we got the Lennon sisters are coming in here. They're going to have some toe-tapping tunes that you're going to love. And then Myron's going to come back with more accordion music for you.
Oh, and those lovely Lennon sisters. Yes. Well, Janet now is 78.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw them in Branson.
Really?
But how many years ago?
About 4 years ago.
Okay, because I tried to look them all up and it would say, no tickets available.
Yeah,
No engagement.
Wow. We went there maybe 5 years ago. We went for a wedding, and we were in Branson, and we went to go see Andy Williams.
Oh,
but he was sick at the time, and he died a week later. But they had Anne Margaret and the Lennon sisters filling in for him.
And the Lennon sisters, did they look nice?
They look great. They sounded great. They look great.
Oh, good.
I wasn't in love with them like Jim was.
Yeah, but
they'd be in wheelchairs now, I'm guessing, right?
Oh. Okay. Well, so, you know, the singing that was on Lawrence Welk, it was an era where we loved singers on TV. So I'm thinking of a couple of them. Dinah Shore, that southern voice, the blonde hair, the dresses that had these huge skirts with her teeny tiny waist. But, of course, what was she famous for? She was a car salesman.
Chevrolet. Yep.
Chevrolets.
See, the USA in a Chevrolet.
Chevrolet. Yeah. She's had a lot of them.
All right, here's my Lawrence Welk story real quick. There was a song in the 60s called One Toke Over the Line by Brewer and Shipley.
Yeah.
And one toke over the line refers to smoking pot. Your one toke from over the line. Lawrence Welk had no idea what the song meant. So Dale and Gail, two of the singers on the show, sang the song. And Lawrence Welk comes after the song. What a great modern spiritual by Dale and Gail. He had no idea what song they were singing or what it was about.
Oh.
And that's a legendary fluff by Lawrence Welk. He had no idea what a toke was or what the song was about. If they had known, they probably wouldn't let them sing it on the show.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, we also learned in our research about back to Lawrence Welk that Norma Zimmer, the champagne lady for years and years, there really had been one for about 4 years before that, Alice Lahn. And they had a terrible dispute because apparently Lawrence thought she was trying to show too much leg.
Oh, my goodness.
Years later.
Years
later. Yeah.
Get the paddles to start my heart again.
And then Perry Como, another singer. Oh, he was such a crooner. And, you know, that sweater.
Mr. Relaxation. I got to interview him once.
You did?
Yes, I did. I interviewed him. And very nice guy. And we ran a radio show. As a matter of fact, it was on our FM station here. And I got the interview, and he was sponsored by something called The Club, which is the thing you put on your steering wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I see you got a sponsor of The Club, because I don't even know what that is. But he was a very nice man. Yeah.
Did he seem relaxed in person?
They did a bit about him on SCTV, the comedy show, and they had him on a, they brought him out on stage to perform on a bit. It was a lookalike. And they said, he's so relaxed, he can't even stand up. He's so relaxed. Yeah. Mr. Relaxation.
Oh. Yeah. He was a barber, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. He was an Italian barber who made it big.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Maybe it'll happen to us, Jim.
Yeah.
You know? You want to
maybe we can be catapulted, my book, to the New York Times.
Why, you want to cut hair?
We also loved comedies in that era, Jim. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know what was your favorite. Don's, too.
Oh, yes. The Honeymooners.
Don't get me started.
Yep.
I've been sitting here prior to the broadcast,
yeah.
And these two men are quoting every episode.
Oh,
I want the audience to know.
That was our favorite, I guess, Don and mine here. Ralph Cramden, of course, was the bus driver. His sidekick was, of course, Ed Norton, the sewer worker. And they were both members of the...
Well, I'm trying to think. Was it the raccoons?
The raccoons.
That's right. That's
right.
They had uniforms. They had the coonskin hat.
And the friendly raccoon hello. Yeah,
they were like, woo!
Did you try to join, Jim?
Well, I was too young then. Their wives, of course, were Alice and Trixie. I think he was famous for his saying, if he would get upset, one of these days, Alice, one of these days, pow,
bang.
Right in the...
Bang, right in the kisser.
Kisser.
Bang, zoom.
Yeah, bang, zoom. You're going to the moon, Alice.
And when Alice really taunted him, he said, you're flirting with death.
I can see I'm going to have to cut you guys off for some other material.
Yeah, you better stop now.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here.
Okay.
We're talking about TV shows from the 50s that we used to watch in Racine with Jim and Carol. More coming up in just a moment. But first... Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has 4 more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spin-off of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight on our sister station AM 540 WAUK.
Less is more sometimes, but once a year, O&H Danish Bakery makes more a priority. O&H's Thanksgiving stuffed Kringle is here again. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries make it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick one up this week. And remember, now is the time to place your order for O&H's fresh baked pies for Thanksgiving. Call or order online today at stores.ohbakery.com. Enjoy oven fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@WRJN.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@WRJN.com. WRJN.
All right, got Jim and Carol here. Jim Basir, Carol Gianforte. We're talking about what we used to watch on TV in Racine in the 1950s. This is part two. Let's do it. Where we leave off?
Well, we left off. I was trying to stop you guys from remembering the honeymooners.
Well, then don't mention it again.
I'm going to get you started
again.
That just
kick-started. Yeah, you're doing.
We loved sitcoms like that one. So we have to talk about I Love Lucy.
That's my wife's favorite. She's got Lucy dolls. She's got Lucy posters.
Does she?
We have a giant Lucy blanket at home.
Do you?
It's a giant blanket she uses. I got for her on the 60th anniversary of I Love Lucy, or 65th. And it's with all the episodes on it. Yeah.
Does she wear a blue polka dot skirt, your wife?
No.
No? Okay.
We actually have the color episodes, too. They colorized it. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's amazing. It was just six seasons in general, 1951 to 57. And we all know the characters, Lucy, Ricky Ricardo, and Little Ricky. It was filmed in front of a live audience. How many times did we hear that phrase?
With three cameras.
Yes, it was a big thing I read.
The first time it was ever used multiple cameras.
Yeah, that was a very... Do you want to explain the cameras to us, Don, in detail?
No, I don't know anything about it. I just know it was a three camera show.
I know.
By the way, Lucille Ball, Desilu Productions, you know Desilu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's instrumental in putting one of the biggest TV shows in history on television.
Carol Burnett.
Star Trek.
Star Trek,
Star Trek.
Yeah.
She fought to get that show on TV, Star Trek.
Really?
That was that's a Desilu.
Oh, it was a Desilu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, anyway, we know about her crazy antics, and usually she's trying to hide them from her her husband. So, anyway.
Lucy, you can't be in the show. But Ricky, Lucy, you can't be in the show. Just Fred Ethel could be in the show.
Yeah, and she did it anyway.
And Jim, who were those neighbors that she always...
Fred and Ethel Mertz, yes. Yeah, yeah. I used to love how they used to belittle each other all the time.
They also didn't like each other in real life.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, right. I treated myself to just on YouTube watching an episode, picking an episode. And now you guys have to help me. This was when Lucy had a chance to do a commercial.
Hmm. Oh, the
I have a note in front of me with all kinds of lines in the syllables. Vita meat a vegemin. Vita meat a vegemin.
It had meat in it, vegetables in it, and it was probably about 90% alcohol.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. It was, because she had to do retakes. Do you remember this?
And tasty, too.
Yeah.
Finally, she was not pouring it into a spoon. She was pouring it right on the counter.
Vita meat a vegemin. Mm-hmm.
I was amazed. I'm still laughing. We're still laughing.
Yeah.
Oh. And then another favorite, Jim?
Well, Danny Thomas was up there as well. He portrayed Danny Williams. His TV wife was Marjorie Lord. My favorite character
She was the second one, though.
Yeah, that's right.
There was another wife at the beginning, and the wife dies on the series, and then Marjorie Lord comes
in. On the series?
Well, no, she didn't die in real life, but
that was not too much of a comedy.
They wrote her out of the series.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Remember my favorite character, Uncle Tanous?
Uncle Tanous.
Tanous Conry. Yeah, he was good. But in 1960, on the show, they travel through Mayberry and met Sheriff Andy Taylor.
Right.
That was so popular, that became a show that was actually spun off.
That's
how we got the Andy Griffith Show today.
Now, he also produced another classic comedy he started.
Oh.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, no kidding.
It's a Danny Thomas production.
Look
at all the shows that Danny Thomas started.
Yeah.
He actually was on one episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show, and it was the one with the walnuts.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Right.
He played the guy from Planet Twilo.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't think you guys have done anything else except watch reruns.
I know it. Of course, he's the one who started the St. Jude's Hospital, which we see the commercials to this day.
Yeah, and on a serious note, I mean, we all want to say what a great thing St. Jude seems to be. And Marlo Thomas reminds us.
She had a classic sitcom, too. That Girl.
Yeah, that Girl.
Yeah.
Black hair, big eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the comedies continued. So, Jim, we've called them the stand-up comedians came on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they invented the monologue.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would have crazy skits and antics and guest stars.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the monologue.
That's right. And they also were on live TV. So if you made a mistake, you kept going. You tried to hide it the best you could, but you couldn't stop and do a retake.
It's almost like radio.
Yeah.
And once in a while in the later years, you got fired, like the Smothers Brothers, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
They were taunting CBS.
They overstepped.
They were pushing. Hold it right there.
Yep.
We're going to continue in just a moment with Jim and Carol are here. Carol Gianforte, Jim is here. And we're talking about TV shows from the 1950s that we used to watch here in Racine growing up. And we'll have more with Jim and Carol coming up in a moment. But right now, we're going to go back with Paul Harvey. Talking about going back with the rest of the story.
The story. Sirens stabbed the night. Police cars were everywhere, spitting lurid light. And Monk was running faster than he had ever run in his life, his heart hammering in his ears like a Tommy gun. Hide, he sputtered to himself with every gulp of air. You can't outrun them, just hide. And so, rounding a corner, he dove into a crawl space beneath a house. The man would surely never find him there, he thought. But the sirens grew louder. And from his awkward vantage point, Monk could see what he imagined were squad lights blinking back at him from little pools of rain in the street. Since when was a mugging such a big deal in Houston's Fifth Ward? Monk and his buddy Nicholas had mugged more people than they could count, knocked them down, taken their wallets, strode off laughing. Their victims were mostly passive. Muggings were part of the cost of living in that neighborhood, after all. But tonight was different. Monk realized that as he was walking away counting the fellow's money. He heard the words, "Come back here." He'd never heard that before. Nor had anyone he'd mugged ever called the cops. But this one had. Monk, crouching in this dark crawl space lair, wondered what else could go wrong, and then he remembered the dogs, the German shepherds that sometimes rode in the patrol cars. Maybe the blues couldn't find him, but those dogs sure enough could. Monk shot a glance in every direction, looking for a passkey out of the slam. And then he spied it, a big mud puddle under a sewer pipe in the back of the house. Monk had seen a movie once upon a time in which an escaped convict was running from bloodhounds, and he'd thrown them off the scent by smearing mud all over himself. So Monk scrambled back to the puddle and did the same, smeared himself with filth from head to toe. And as he sat there, thus anointed, waiting for the angel of death to pass, it struck him he was just like that convict in the movie. They had both run from dogs. They had both rolled in slop. Oh, God in heaven, Monk said out loud in the dark. I am a criminal. No, that elementary observation had not occurred to him before that very moment. Stealing was just one of the things you did to pay for cigarettes and cheap wine and cab fare to visit your girlfriend across town. It was what you did to show you were tough. There was no right, no wrong about taking somebody else's money in the street, at least not until tonight. But there, under a house in Houston, Texas, a 15-year-old boy's life of crime came to an end, and a new life began. Monk, whom the cops never did find, never stole again, but he found another way to show that he was tough. He showed the whole world, in fact, and even unto this day, all that remains of the teenager nicknamed Monk, who knocked folks down for a couple of bucks, is an echo in the brain of the man he became, a remarkable, resilient heavyweight champion named George Foreman. But you were sitting ringside for his most important victory. You now know the rest.
of the story.
Hey, there's another Paul Harvey coming up with Cindy Huber this afternoon, 12:05. Don't forget to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Exactly 7:30 right now. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Advisories for winter weather and strong winds are in effect today. It'll be snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches before changing to mostly on. The wind advisory will continue into tonight with gusts potentially hitting 45 miles an hour. The temps will remain seasonal. But when the numbers do start to drop, the National Weather Service warnings will be different.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
Justin Lowe with the National Weather Service says we'll top out at about 43 today. We'll have the latest on the weather today coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will be open until 8 tonight. Instead of piggybacking on the general election a couple of weeks back, officials decided to hold a primary election today to fill the Racine County executive position. On the ballot is County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The top two vote-getters today will move on to the final election December 19th. To double-check your polling places, some have changed, visit myvote.wi.gov. Racine is keeping its seats at the head of the assembly table. Wisconsin State Assembly Democrats voted to retain Greta Neubauer as the assembly minority leader this week. Neubauer has served in the state assembly since 2018 and has served as minority leader for the Democratic Party since 2021. Republicans recently re-elected Racine Representative Robin Voss as assembly speaker. The hope is for a new state title reign in Racine. Tonight, Racine St. Catharines competes for a state title in a game that will be heard here on WRJN. Live coverage of the WIAA state championship game will start at 6:30. The Angels face Baldwin Woodville from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
So the harvest is done, and now livestock owners are wondering, what do I have for feed? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It's not just about volume, it is about quality. That quality could turn into affordable energy for those cows you depend on to milk. Luis Ferraretto is an assistant professor and extension specialist in ruminant biology on the UW-Madison campus, and he's paying close attention, especially to all the corn silage that a lot of Wisconsin farms are going to be leaning on.
Corn silage hybrids, they're very unique, right? At the end of the day, we want a good amount of fiber and a good amount of starch, but that's not only the two nutrients that we are looking for. Right. We also have to account for the digestibility of those nutrients. So at the end of the day, whenever we have more starch than fiber, energy value go up because the starch is typically more digestible than fiber. But also we want to make sure that we have good fiber digestibility because this helps cows with intake and consequently the total energy intake. But we also want to pay attention to starch digestibility because the starch digestibility helps boost even further the energy available from starch.
Luis Ferraretto says after the harvest of 2024 and all the weather-related challenges Wisconsin farmers were met with, he advises you consult with your nutritionist just as soon as possible to get a better handle on the quality of the feed you've got.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. M-Power is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Barrel cheese was up half a cent yesterday at 173. 40-pound block cheese, quarter cent higher at 172.5, while double-A butter dropped 3.25 cents to 255 a pound. December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning's up 23 cents, 1919 a hundredweight. December corn's up 3.5 at 431. January beans down 8 at 991. December wheat's up 2.5 at 552. That's a quick update on where the numbers stand for a Thursday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
We have some snow this morning that will eventually change over to rain later this morning into this afternoon, but we could get an inch or two by the time that happens. It's also going to be windy today with highs in the low 40s. The wind north gusting to 35 to 40 through the day. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Kids are great, man. It's the greatest gift on the planet. When we had our first daughter, I told my wife, I was like, there's nobody on this earth I will ever love as much as this little girl ever, ever again. And I'm just going to pour all my love into this child. And my wife felt the same way. And then she got pregnant again. We were like worried. We were like, wait a second. We just said we love this one so much. How do we split up our love and just, you know, and we got, honestly, we were nervous about it. And our friends were like, relax, everybody goes through it and it's unconditional love. And you do, you just love all your kids equally. And I got to say, they were wrong. I don't care for the second one. I just got to... She's just a little needy. Every day it's the same thing. I'm hungry. Oh, really? Oh, there's some news. Oh, we're all hungry. Get in line.
That sets the scene. We're talking about TV shows Racine used to watch in the 1950s with Carol G. and Forte and Jim Messier. Did you ever do a big production number on this at the Golden Rondel?
No. This is new territory.
Oh, this is we get it first. An exclusive.
Yeah, this is a first. This is an exclusive.
Oh,
yes, look at that.
Yeah,
you're on the cutting edge, Doc.
I'm on the cutting edge. Yeah. All right, let's continue where we left off.
Well, we were into our comedies, and we had talked about I Love Lucy, Honeymooners, Danny Thomas. And now Jim and I were calling it the stand-up comedians, starting out with monologues, skits, and crazy antics, and guest stars. Now, the first major TV star, according to a quote from some heavy-duty research I did, was Milton Berle.
Uncle Milty. Yes.
Started in 1948, actually, Tuesday nights. And I found this so fascinating. Again, according to my research, some stores in the United States of America closed on Tuesday nights because no one was out.
Mm-hmm.
They were all watching Milton Berle.
Mm-hmm. Do you know I'm only 2 degrees away from Milton Berle?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, if it's degrees, like if
PhD?
No. It's like you could be up to six. Everybody's up to 6 degrees away from other people on this planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you know somebody that knows that.
Right, right.
Okay. So I interviewed Mickey Rooney once in person.
And he was on there. Yes.
Well, Mickey Rooney was in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World with Milton Berle. So I'm 1 degree with Mickey, 2 degrees away from Milton Berle.
Oh, that puts you right there in the inner circle.
I'm there, two degrees away from Milton. It's like you talking to me is the same as talking to Milton Berle.
Yeah, that's right. It's one and the same.
Everybody was on It's a Mad, Mad, Mad
I know,
world.
That's why I'm 2 degrees away from the world.
Another thing that I found to just show how absolutely his big audience for Milton Berle. Detroit had their water levels drastically changed until they knew what it was.
The flush?
The flush.
The commercials.
Honestly, they didn't know what had happened to their water levels.
Yeah.
And he was sponsored by Texaco and then by Buick and Live from New York. And then nearby, Waukegan guy, Jack Benny, he was so famous for his deadpan look and his dry humor, his timing.
Mm-hmm.
And he portrayed himself as a miser, which
and he was,
got him rich.
That's right. And he was always 39 years old. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I think your favorite, your family's favorite was another one, though, Jim.
Oh, yes. Red Skelton, of course. Actually, he was on the air from 51 to 71. And that was like a variety show. He had guests like John Wayne and Jack Benny, of course, Phyllis Diller, and a lot more. But he was famous for his comedy sketches. He portrayed Freddie the Freeloader, which was a nice, what do you say, bum, I guess.
Yeah.
Cauliflower McPug, which was a boxer. George Appleby, which was like a henpecked husband. And my favorite, Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Also the eagle, remember that?
That was seagulls, Gertrude and something.
Yeah,
was it?
Two seagulls.
Would you guys get your facts straight? Please.
But his skits were just priceless. That's
and
right.
Jim, you told me that he was sponsored by Johnson Wax.
He was, and he came to a Racine. He actually did a skit here. I think it was maybe 14 minutes, and he portrayed Clem Cadiddlehopper, and he was going through the factory as if he was a hired person. Of course, he was screwing up everything he did. Everybody who worked at Johnson's was able to see him at the Rialto Theater. And my dad got two tickets because my dad worked there. My mother didn't want to go. So my dad and I went. But unfortunately, when he was supposed to appear on stage, somebody else appeared and said, Red would not be available today. So we were so disappointed, but they did have a nice program in his absence anyway.
You know, his wife was shot once.
Shot? Oh,
she got shot. Huh. I forget what the story was. And he was going to perform that. He still performed that night.
Oh, my.
Even though his wife was in the hospital shot. She survived. She was fine. But I mean, just to go on stage and perform you find that news out. Yeah.
I think he lost
the show
son.
Must go on.
He lost a son, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Right. Yes.
Well, that brings us to George Burns and Gracie Allen and their comedy team.
Gracie, tell us about your grandmother, Gracie.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Gracie.
Yeah, no, that was a great ending. Yes. The cigar, he had to have a cigar to think.
Yep.
He was the straight man, yes, for Gracie.
Yep.
And here again, they used neighbors to help with the fun. So that was Blanche, a name of its times.
Mm-hmm.
Blanche and Harry Morgan, those old names and neighbors.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, she is in a crypt buried. And he's next to her, but it's also, I think she's right above, I could be wrong, Marilyn Monroe.
Huh.
She's no kidding.
Yeah, I believe she's real close to where Marilyn Monroe.
And California cemetery, hospital cemetery.
No, it's a crypt.
Yeah, you
know, it's in the,
I know what you mean.
Comparium or something like that. Yeah, so that's where she is. And he always went there, and he always gave it a kiss every day and put flowers there, and now he's buried next to her in there. Yeah, okay. Enough of that morbid story.
There were the talent and variety shows. Oh, we moved into those and like Sunday nights. Ed Sullivan was on for years.
I think that was the best variety show ever. A lot of people got discovered there, of course. Ed Sullivan, now, he was around on his TV show from 48 to 71. Very long-lasting show. The whole family would watch together on Sunday evenings. And did you know that when Elvis made his appearance, 82.6% of the TV audience was watching Elvis? Of course, as you know, Don, he was shown only from his hips up.
That's right.
They wouldn't allow that bottom half to be
and
shown.
And who was introduced to America on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Who?
Oh, well, we're going to tell you right now. Give a listen.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Look at that crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ed Sullivan couldn't keep them quiet. He even had to come out and when after the Beatles performed and said, "You promised."
Yeah.
And the poor comedian who came out, nobody wanted to hear him.
No, that's right. Yeah.
All these other acts. And I, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What year did he introduce the Beatles?
1964.
Yep. 64.
And they were so popular on his show, like Don said, they were on three Sundays in a row. Now, another famous group was the Rolling Stones. And a funny story about that, I'm sure Don knows.
Let's Spend the Night Together.
They were going to sing Let's Spend the Night Together.
Well,
Ed wouldn't have any part of that. He said, no, we're going to change the words to Let's Spend Some Time Together. And they said, well, sure, Ed. Yeah, we'll do it. Of course, on live TV, they reverted back to Let's Spend the Night Together. And Ed was not too happy about that.
That happened with the Doors, too.
Yes.
Jim Morrison was told. It was something in Light My Fire. I forget what it was. Was it Light My Fire?
Yeah, one of those.
And he was told not to sing those lyrics. Yep. And he did it anyway.
He did it anyway. Yeah. Right, yeah. Of course, Hermits were on there. Beach Boys, Supremes, and so many more. That was a very good show. And there were some talent shows. The Ted Mack Amateur Hour ran from 48 to 52. Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, 46 to 58. The sponsors were Lipton Tea for Arthur Godfrey and what else here? Geritol, our favorite Geritol, for Ted Mack. Some of the famous people which were discovered on there, we know them. Pat Boone, Gladys Knight, Teresa Brewer, Tony Bennett, Connie Francis, and Patsy Cline, and so many more.
And Arthur Godfrey, too, I think, was...
Well, that was his show. They were discovered on his show.
I'm sitting here not listening to you, Gerald.
Boy, I'm not going to listen to you now.
Oh, no wonder you're turning to me.
We had some more sitcoms. We had Father Knows Best you're going to talk about.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which was a radio show turned into TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was the ideal family shows. Father Knows Best, that was on for about 8 years, starting in 54. Now, the Andersons lived in Springfield. And we can't quite pinpoint where Springfield
it's like the,
was.
It's like the Simpsons live in Springfield, too, on the TV. And there's like 50,000 Springfields
that's
in America.
Right. That's right. But their actual address in Springfield was 607 Maple Avenue.
Yeah.
In case you wanted to write to them, you know. And we loved their house. A little tidbit I found was that the facade of that house was the same as Mr. Wilson's in Dennis the Menace.
Oh, okay. So on the Universal lot.
It was passed on. Mm-hmm. Now, Dad Jim, he was the general insurance agent, and played by Robert Young, and the mother was Margaret by Jane Wyatt. Kids were Peggy, Jeff, and Kathy. This was Wednesday nights at 7.
Kitten.
Right.
Kitten. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought I better watch an episode. Now, you guys have photographic memory, so you know all the episodes of anything. But I watched a YouTube, and I admit, I was kind of thinking, oh, this... was it going to be like saintly? And lo and behold, it wasn't.
No.
It was Jim Anderson was trying to teach his wife how to drive. And the garage door was in great jeopardy. And he was very, very upset.
By the way, Eleanor Donahue, who played this.
She's still around.
She was. She went on to star on the Andy Griffith Show as the druggist, Andy's girlfriend.
Yes.
And she went on to star as Felix Unger's girlfriend on the Odd Couple TV series.
Yep.
So she's still around. Eleanor Donahue.
She was on Star Trek, too, once.
So was she really?
Yep.
All right, there you go. Hold on just a second. We're talking to Jim and Carol. We're talking about TV shows we used to watch in the 50s here in Racine. More coming up in just a moment. 7:48, local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Okay, we're talking to Jim and Carol, Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte. I keep flipping around to give one top billing over the other. I keep flipping
we're
back
keeping
and
track.
Forth. Yeah, Jim and Carol, we're talking about TV shows you used to watch in the 1950s here in Racine. And we left off at Ozzie and Harriet.
No,
we didn't. Well, Father Knows Best, but yeah,
that's
well,
coming.
Then we have Donna Reed.
Oh, Donna Reed show. Okay,
have a semi-script here.
Donna Reed.
You know, so
okay, all right. Yeah,
at our age, I know.
So
Donna Reed, now, you know, another ideal family. And this was the first sitcom to feature a mother. And she was usually faced with helping in the family, but the community, making choices about her life and how can she spread herself among her duties. She was always in a dress, perfect hair. Some high heels, pearls, and in another beautiful house, just like Father Knows Best.
And her husband was a doctor.
Yeah, Alex Stone, the pediatrician. Yes, mm-hmm. And Jeff, Mary, and Tricia. So I have to admit, I wanted to, like I said, you guys have the photographic memories. So I wanted to see another episode of Donna Reed. So the other day I looked, and it said, Mary Comes Home. So anyway, I was thinking, well, you know, this is such an ideal family. It's going to be dated. Well, Mary sends a note home that she's coming home for the weekend from college, probably her first time home. They are so excited. She gets there. They've been waiting for several days. And Mary's friends start coming by and calling. And now she's only had the weekend. And the parents and her siblings have been left out. And by the time they were finally seeing the light, Mary said that she was sorry, that she loved her family, and she had neglected them. I was practically crying.
You're practically crying now.
Yeah. So I know as a mother and a grandmother and everything, it was very much the real thing, still applying to it. Daily life.
Well, Donna Reed and her husband produced the show. They were co-producers of the Donna Reed show. She did her own show. And she was a good actress before then. She actually won an Academy Award playing a prostitute in From Here to Eternity. I think she was nominated for an Oscar. Oh. And she was in, of course, the biggest favorite movie of all time, It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. She played the love interest of James Stewart.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And didn't you have an episode of mine about Mary, too?
We'll talk about that when you get to Ozzie and Harriet.
Okay.
She took over on the TV show Dallas. when
I think I remember that.
Yeah, when the I forget who played the original mother. She in real life had some cancer surgery.
Yeah.
And she was on for one season as the mother on Dallas. She replaced Barbara Bel Geddes.
Yes.
And it didn't work because we were so used to Barbara Bel Geddes. And, you know. All right, continue.
Jim, Ozzie and Harriet was another great one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was a very, very good family show. That ran from 52 to 66, sponsored by Kodak, of course. And that starred the Nelson family, Ozzie and his wife, Harriet, and their sons, Dave and Ricky Nelson. That was considered the longest-running TV sitcom ever. And of course, that was another ideal family show, right?
And at that show, at the end of every episode, Ricky sang a song.
Yes.
And they became hit songs, Ricky Nelson and his band. And then the people over at the Donna Reed Show said, wait a second here. We could do the same thing, but they didn't have a performer like Ricky Nelson. So what they did was they went to Shelley Fabre and they said, well, you're going to sing. She goes, no, I'm not. And they threatened her that you're going to not be on the show if you don't sing. Mm-hmm. So there was one episode where they had her sing and it became a number one top hit song, Johnny Angel by Shelley Fabre. And that was, she sang it on the Donna Reed Show.
Another very popular show was, of course, Leave It to Beaver. Now, that ran from 57 to 63. It starred Theodore Beaver Cleaver, Wally Cleaver, and, of course, Ward and June Cleaver. Some of Wally's friends were Lumpy. Remember Lumpy?
Lumpy Rutherford.
Yeah, my favorite, Eddie. And Eddie always picked on the Beaver.
Eddie Haskell.
Yeah.
He was legendary.
Yes, he became a police officer later. And he was always polite to Mrs. Cleaver.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, that dress is lovely. Hey, Squirt, get out of here.
Yeah, right, yeah. Another one. Geez, Mrs. Cleaver, Wallace and I are going to go to the movies today.
And we'd like to take the little ones with us. And when she leaves the room, you're not coming with a Squirt.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. Of course, Ward saw right through Eddie all the time, you know.
They both saw through Eddie.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. But we have a lot more to do here, but I think we're going to make that a part three, right, Carol?
Yeah. Well, I got to meet the guy who played Wally Cleaver on the show, Tony Dow.
Yeah.
When I worked at my first station, he was across the street in a bar. He was doing a soap opera in New York City at the time, and he was at the bar, and I got to meet him and talk to him for a little bit, and he was Wally Cleaver. He was such a nice guy. And Beaver Cleaver, I corresponded with Jerry Mathers once, and he's the only person still alive that was on the show. They're all gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they had
very sobering.
They had the new Leave It to Beaver show, which was a big hit. So still the Beaver.
Yeah.
And so that lasted a while. And Jerry Mathers, he got discovered in an Alfred Hitchcock movie called The Trouble with Harry. That was his first role. He was about 3 or 4 years old, 4 or 5 years or whatever it was. And he was in an Alfred Hitchcock movie, and they saw him in the movie, and they said, here's our Beaver.
Wow.
No.
And that's how he got started. The rest of the cast really didn't do much. I mean, Ward Cleaver, he was on an episode of Superman once, Hugh Beaumont. He was on the Adventures of Superman.
Yeah.
And Barbara Billingsley had some minor roles, but they really didn't do anything before or after. I mean, I think Tony Dow was on Adam 12 once, but for the most part, no, they didn't do anything. Jerry Mathers went into the military after Leave It to Beaver, and other than that, they just stuck with that character, and that's why we only know him as
Live On in reruns.
Beaver Cleaver.
Yeah.
Well,
so what do we have next time? What are you going to talk about next time?
Well, you know, we are going to...
we'll take a break from this and do something else in December, being close to Christmas. We're going to take everybody down 6th Street and go Christmas shopping.
Oh, wow. From are you going to buy us anything?
Yeah, we'll see. From 1964, we're going to walk starting on Main Street, going all the way down 6th Street and coming back, ending up by Fannie Farmer.
Well, I was going to say, are you going to give me your credit card? But we didn't have credit cards back then.
We had layaway.
Layaway.
Yeah, how did you buy stuff that was expensive? You had to come with cash or a check, I guess. They took checks.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Zons had those pneumatic tubes.
Yep.
Where, you know, your bill and your payment went up through the walls, across the ceiling, up to office somewhere up there on the fourth floor.
Well, I love having you two in. Jim is here and Carol Gianforte. Carol's going to be in next week talking about her book, and you're going to be in the week after talking about the open house.
Open house at the Racine Business Center.
We're going to do that, too. But let's end with what we started with.
Gleason, the honeymooner. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is a wanted man this morning. The international criminal